as 2019 gets started, there are communities in Queensland facing their seventh year of drought. Nearly 60% of the state is drought declared, including 23 entire council regions and five part regions. Local government leaders argue the farmers aren't the only ones suffering. Their towns and the business people who rely on them are battling too. And they say the state and federal government could easily help them survive and even thrive in this tough time with more spending on things like roads and rail. Stephanie Smale reports.
Recent rain delivered a brief reprieve to parts of the Bulliershire in Queensland's far west in the lead up to Christmas, but others missed out, and the sweltering conditions hitting the region since have made matters worse. Local Mayor Rick Britton explains many properties are almost empty of cattle.
If we go into another dry season, you know, a lot of those properties are going to close down, and I don't know what the long-term outcome is going to be after that. It's not going to be pretty. If we don't get a season between now and April, I can just see a lot of those places, particularly the family-operated places, will be totally destocked. There'll be just nothing left.
He would like to be able to offer farmers or their staff a job in town as a way to keep the money coming in. But he says it's up to the state and federal governments to make that happen by giving councils funding for infrastructure like roads and rail.
Yeah, Bulliershire is at a position now that we're just trying to keep the staff that are there. We're trying to keep the people in town that are living there now. Both sides of the politics are to blame. They've just stopped investing in rural regional Australia. You know, for years, for 20 years, they haven't been investing. Because of the rural industry, you know, food and fibre, up until this big drought, it was keeping those communities alive and thriving. And what's happened now is the rural industries are struggling. And what's happening now, it's really showed that there's been no investment by federal and state governments to keep these communities alive. It's just the industries that were around them. And when those industries struggle, these communities struggle as well.
Rick Britton says the Queensland Government's so-called Works for Queensland program that gives councils money to maintain and build infrastructure is a great start, but he argues long-term funding on a larger scale is what's needed.
Give us a 15-year road program. Give the rural remote communities something that they can base their budget on, something they can take to their people in the community and say, look, we've guaranteed 10 years of work in front of us. That way those people can know that they've got that work there. And then those people say, well, let's settle here, let's stay here. It's a bit of a hard task to ask someone to come to Booyah. You know, we're 1,700 kilometres from Brisbane. You know, once people leave our regions, they don't come back. We're struggling to get them to stay. So there's a lot of smarter people out there. They need to put a program together to give these rural, remote communities security into the future.
The Bulliershire isn't alone. The eight councils that cover the state's northwest, from Doomadgee on the Northern Territory border to Flinders, southwest of Townsville, have banded together to lobby for funding. They recently paid a visit to Canberra with a pre-election wish list, delivering it to coalition ministers and the special drought envoy, Barnaby Joyce. The mayor of the Richmond Shire, John Wharton, says the region earns Australia a lot of money and should be treated that way.
The area we live in is the size of Victoria and Tasmania combined, with a population of about 30,000 people. And our contribution to the national economy is $176,000 per person. So we're trying to get through to them what we create in gross domestic product for the nation.
He says road and rail funding are their top priority.
Flinders Highway needs continually upgrading. There's more road trains go through here on a daily basis than any other highway. And this highway here is so important because the Mount Isa Townsville corridor is the only transport corridor on the east coast of Australia where you can run a Type 2 or a triple road train or an AB quad, which is four trailers straight into the port. Port of Townsville's got the best access of any port on the east coast. I've said this before to federal treasurers way back as far as Joe Hockey. This is not a handout to these communities. This is making sure that these communities continue to grow the national economy. We're sitting right on the edge of the Carpentaria Mineral Province, the biggest mining province in the world. There's about 8 million cattle north of the Townsville Mount Isa Railway Line, and yet there's not even 2 million in the Territory and not even a million in Western Australia. So when you consider how strong this region is where we live, it needs to be compensated by having good roads, good networks and good strong jobs and good rail. We may not have the populace, but by God, we drive the economy very strongly.
Energy and water infrastructure are next on the list. The team of mayors want to build three major water projects to help boost productivity across the region. John Wharton explains one option is to store water when the Flinders River floods and use it to irrigate properties in the area.
The Richmond Ag Project's an off-stream storage, which will irrigate about 10,000 hectares of irrigated land. Beautiful black soil, just needs water. When you get a farm that size in place, you'll also then get a feedlot. You'll also then get grain. If you get cotton, you'll get a cotton gin. If you get a cotton gin, you get cotton seed. The flow-on effect is huge, and we really need these three projects to get up.
All three water projects have state government approval. They're just waiting for federal support. John Wharton argues Queensland's rural and remote communities have all the right components to build thriving economies. They just need support to make it happen.
Local government is one of the biggest employers in droughted areas. So you need to support local government. Local government knows what's required. The businesses in those communities talk to local government. And for too many years, local government gets ignored and all their programs fall over. You need to work with local government. In the big cities, it doesn't matter. But in these areas here, you need to have a very close relationship with local government.
Rob Chandler is the mayor of the Barkholden Regional Council in Queensland's West. He also points out the importance of giving local councils money for infrastructure to keep things ticking during drought. He explains changes should be made to the federal assistance grant that funds local council projects.
To empower local communities to not just be sustainable, but to be prosperous and to employ more people. The Local Government Association of Queensland and, in fact, the Australian Local Government Association all agree that the government should reinstate the 1% of Commonwealth taxation back into the federal assistance grant.
A spokesman for Barnaby Joyce says he is considering a range of funding options as part of his role to report on how drought is affecting farmers and their communities. He says it's Mr. Joyce's job to keep track of how the federal government's drought relief policies are working and what improvements are needed to help build resilience.
That's Stephanie Smale reporting.